Good morning. My name's Beth Miller. I am a new PhD as of 2 weeks ago, and I came into the project as a doctoral student with Randy Cottrell and was brought in with David Birch and Randy Cottrell to be able to work on this project. So we looked at current status and future plans for undergraduate public health education. There are no disclosures. So if you look at a brief background at quality assurance in the profession, quality assurance in the profession in terms of the relationship to undergraduate education, graduate education, and community health education is a goal of the profession. So with that, Sophie and Ahi have undertaken a number of task force to look at the process of accreditation. Currently, there are two mechanisms for quality assurance, one being SABPAC approval, which is an approval based for undergraduate programs not affiliated with a master's program in public health, and then we have the CEEF accreditation, which is associated for graduate programs in public health and undergraduate programs co-located in public health. So the third task force that will relate to this study that we did, it was to explore issues and the status of programs in terms of the accreditation or approval status, and trying to get a sense of where they were going or where they thought they might be going in terms of accreditation for the future. So in February 2009, CEEF had decided to move forward to being the accrediting body of undergraduate freestanding programs, meaning those programs not co-located with a master's in public health program. The important thing, the next step that will be as a result of this is CEEF will have a meeting in February 2011, which will outline the guidelines for the next steps in the actual, what that accreditation process will look like. So the purpose of this study, again, was just to look at what is the current status and the future plans for accreditation or approval in undergraduate programs in public/community health. We also looked at curriculum issues and student issues specifically related to that as well. So we used a cross-sectional survey design, a web-based survey. It was a 27-item survey that was hosted on SurveyMonkey. And the instrument itself was reviewed by the executive committee of the National Implementation Task Force. The questions included closed and open-ended questions so that, you know, people could provide responses to their thoughts on accreditation. Those were mainly related to the open-ended. But we looked at current status, future plans, the level of the university's support for accreditation, the current curriculum content, and whether there had been changes in the curriculum, program concentrations, percentage of graduate who took the CHES exam, loss or gain of faculty members, looking whether programs are expanding or downsizing, and then thoughts on the profession moving forward. So we had 93 participants who were the coordinators or program chairs in the AHI program directory of institutions offering undergraduate or graduate programs in health education. The email addresses were obtained, and then an email was sent out outlining the purpose of the study. And if you've done a web-based survey, you get the email, you click on the link, it takes you to the consent document, they could read through the consent and then click next to agree to participate in the research study. So there was a 10-day reminder and then a 20-day reminder. The survey was available for 30 days a month. Analysis, so we used descriptive statistics, looking at frequencies, mean, range, and then we did chi-square on cross-tabulations of looking at questions, but the frequencies in cells were like 0 or 1, or so that it didn't make sense to do the actual analysis, but we did continue with cross-tabs just to look at the relationship between different questions. And then thematic analysis was done on open-ended questions. 58 programs responded to the survey, which was a 62% response rate. The size of the programs ranged from 5 to 640, so we had a big range in terms of program size. 55% of the programs plan to increase the number of health education majors in the next 3 years. And the reasons related to that were more job opportunities, increase in overall enrollment in the university as that trend increases, students switching from nursing or other allied health professions into health education, increase in student concern for community issues. So what were the results? Overall accreditation status, 72%, nearly 73% of the programs did not have any approval or accreditation status. 23% had SABPAC, and then 4% had CEEF approval. 72% made modifications to their undergraduate program within the last 2 years to take on a more public community health focus. So, you know, in the mind, maybe moving towards that thought of accreditation. 28% were considering CEEF accreditation for their undergraduate program, and 17% were initiating SABPAC approval. So what was the perception or their thoughts about administration support for their accreditation for the program? 79% felt like their administration was highly supportive or somewhat supportive of the accreditation process. 12% was ambivalent or neutral, and then 8% looking at either discouraged or only would look at accreditation if mandated for licensure or certification. So what were their plans for accreditation? 18% would seek accreditation immediately, 20% would seek within 2 years, 14% within 3 to 4 years, 9% within 5 to 6. So that's about 60% of those that responded to say, yes, we are looking forward to accreditation within this next 6 year kind of time frame. 18% would not seek, nearly 19% not seek accreditation. And then almost 19% said other. And so we left open-ended responses, and they said they'd have to look at the guidelines that CEEF puts forward in terms of accreditation. They'd have to look at the full-time faculty requirements. There was some concern there. Consult with department faculty, like they weren't making any decisions unilaterally. Evaluate costs, available resources, and then wait to look at the future relationship between SABPAC and how that was going to roll into the CEEF and what that relationship was going to be. So when we looked at the curriculum, we looked at, okay, coverage of core public health areas. And so most programs currently included the public health areas into their core curriculum. Biostats, health policy and management were the least covered areas. So 28% didn't include biostats and 10% did not include health policy management. And this was sort of just the outline. So the programs had very strong, extensive coverage of epidemiology and environmental health. And so the sum and extensive coverage, but looking at biostats and health policy management as having to strengthen to align with those core public health. Coverages of the areas of responsibility for health educators. All the programs, 100% of the programs covered most or all of the areas of responsibility. And so this just look kind of outlines covered most or all, with most of the larger percentages being in covered all. So kind of to recap and looking at the current status, the majority of programs expected to move forward with accreditation, which was at a roughly 60%, 72% that responded currently didn't have any form of either approval or accreditation. Most programs will move forward in either 5 to 6 years as a whole, kind of breaking up whether it was 1 year or 5 to 6. Only 10 programs of that 18.9% indicated that they wouldn't seek accreditation. When we looked at the crosstabs, the lack of coverage of core public health didn't relate to whether they were moving forward, you know, so they didn't see that as a barrier. Some of the programs, you know, were saying that they were doing curriculum review and looking to change things, the lack of internship, and capstone requirements, again, were not a barrier in programs moving forward. So what could be offered from the standpoint of those that responded to this survey? They said that clear, specific guidelines and that were standardized would be really important to being able to move smoothly forward. Workshops addressing accreditation, online tutorials for the accreditation process, including templates and things that would be easily worked through. Require program coordinators or program chairs, some representative to attend workshops and meetings. Assistance from other programs, particularly small programs that have already achieved accreditation. There was some concern with smaller programs in this process. An equal voice was important in terms of representation to CEF for all institutions, regardless of whether they were schools of public health. Reasonable cost, looking at providing potential funding or grant opportunities to help with the cost of the accreditation. A streamlined accreditation process, avoiding duplication of things that they already might do. Looking at strategies to cover public health competencies within existing courses rather than having to create new courses. So how can I get those competencies covered through what I'm already offering? Website for information, discussions, questions, whether that's a blog, whether it's, you know, other technologies, Web2 technologies. And so if you look at the whole picture, the responses were positive, indicating that programs are aligning their programs with core public health areas and indicating that they are, you know, interested in moving forward with accreditation. Sort of an overview, programs requesting assistance with moving towards accreditation with technical assistance, trainings, online workshops, sample self-studies, consultants. So in terms of the limitations of this study, 36% of the people didn't respond. So we don't know if their responses would have been similar or different. It was a cross-sectional survey, so it was a one-snap shot in time. And also programs that weren't at that time identified in the AHI list of undergraduate and graduate health programs wouldn't have had an opportunity to participate in the survey. So that's it. Thank you. Okay, I'm ahead of time.